USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers head home for the weekend, one of the many things they'll be discussing with their constituents is how to vote next week in the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin represents Michigan's 8th Congressional District. She joins Fox News and talks about how serious of a vote this is for her.
Well, I mean, this is going to be one of the most serious things I probably ever vote on. So I'm going to take it seriously. And I'm going to do what I was trained to do as a CIA officer, which is not to listen to the news and, you know, people yelling and screaming, my colleagues kind of going back and forth. What I'm going to do is take the weekend. I'm going to put the full body of information together, and I'm going to make an objective decision based on the information.
Antifa riots are taking place in London in response to the election results, giving conservatives a huge electoral win. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A former U.S. president calls it a moral call to the rest of the world. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
That's what Barack Obama says about the challenges to many people around the globe when it comes to climate change. He was speaking to youth leaders in Malaysia's capital, pointing out that many are already feeling the effects of climate change. He says island countries may sink and that many nations are losing sight of the damages already happening. He told them their voices will remind the rest of the world of the impacts of climate change and could help spur them to action. And he said the world needs to prepare for the changes that are coming, including large-scale migrations and other disruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it's coming out with a new video game console called Xbox Series X. The console will be released during the 2020 holiday season. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Defense Department's internal watchdog is investigating a $400 million border wall contract that was awarded to a firm. The Pentagon's Inspector General sent a letter to the House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson telling them that they would be auditing North Dakota-based Fisher Sand and Gravel. Tommy Fisher is the CEO of Fisher Sand and Gravel, and he tells Fox News regarding those contracts.
I wanted to give them, as an expert, the exact cost that it would cost to build these and the time it would take. These agents need it, and they need it now. As an American, I want to be able to do what we can do to protect every single American and be fair on both sides.
Florida authorities have arrested more than 100 people in an undercover operation targeting prostitution, human trafficking, and child predators. Speaking with reporters, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says the purpose of Operation Santa's Naughty List was to identify and rescue victims of human trafficking.
Our potential victims of human trafficking are immediately offered services to protect them and to help them break this horrible chain that they're involved in.
Judd discusses the ringleaders of the human trafficking operations.
Are they all cognizant that these young ladies are victims? No, most of them are in total denial. But the reality is it's them, their conduct, their funds that feed the entire process.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.